I mean, the wee Frees really had the say. And the three elders stood on the bridge all day on a Sunday, all in their blue coats and top and black hats, just to make sure nobody went out or had any fun or smiled or enjoyed themselves. That wasn't allowed. There was a degree of... I mean, it was a part of the community which I did not share and did not like, and this sort of dead hand against anybody that did anything. You know, you're in the hellfiery furnace if you say the wrong word or if you don't, you know. That, I didn't like that at all. And, I mean, that died mainly with the war. I mean, there's a little tiny bit left even now, but it's so little it's totally unimportant. Now, the other thing which I suppose because of my upbringing that, but I've always, to me, Christmas has always been a major festival. You know, it's a party, it's fun. There's a lot of religion or the church involved. To me, it's a big item. But you see, until it wasn't very long ago that Christmas Day here was an ordinary working day. Yeah. There was no holiday, no service. I mean, if you put up a tree you'd be automatic, you'd pull it down because you're hell-furly bloody furnace or something, you know. Coloured lights, they'd all be torn away. I thought this is mad. I mean, quite apart from ourselves and the local residents, there's a hell of a lot of visitors come here. And they expect Christmas Day to be a day of fun. They expect a church service, they expect a party and good dinners and a lot of drink. I mean, that's what Christmas is to almost everybody, except in Kirk Michael, where it was a normal working day. I got to the stage, actually, where we eventually managed to get a Christmas tree up in the village, and we'd have a carol singing round the tree. And I used to play accordion for the carol singing, and Maggie came along and said, you know, why don't we do this more? Why don't you organise? I'm not organising, I'm only playing. She said, well, you know, you could obviously do something. After any session of playing, you know, you always have a little bit of letdown. We were on the across the village having glue vine and be a bit of a party, you know. And I must have had probably far too much drink, I don't know. But I said to Maggie, look, within a year I will teach you all to sing unaccompanied harmony singing. She said, really? I said, certainly, you know. I sobered up and that was it. The following October, she said, do you remember your promise? I said, what promise? You promised to teach us. I said, oh, come on, I was drunk. I said, well, I'm holding you to it. I said, what do you mean? He said, you're going to start a choir. I said, look, I've been everything. I've been a pianist, cellist, bass player, organist. I've never had anything to do with choral. He said, never mind. He said, you've got to do it. I said, well, okay. What's what? So Maggie organised it. And to my astonishment, you'd hardly believe this, there were 32 people turned up. The minister at the time, a chap McKean, I said to him, look, why don't you have a service on Christmas Day? Christmas Day? Well, hell would break loose. Can't do anything Christmas Day. I said, why not? Oh, it's just a working day. Who could come? I said, why don't you have a midnight one? You can't have service in midnight. I said, why not? People do. So anyway, he was you know, as a young, very enthusiastic, very much a go-ahead chap. And I said, can we try it? He said, we'll try it if you like, but nobody will turn up. We did. So I said, okay, I've got a choir already. And we've got the organ there. And we'll have the midnight service. And see who turns up. Can you believe it? There was hardly a spare seat. It was packed. Absolutely packed. And I said at the end, I said, look, I told you. And you know, for the next few years, that was just, you know, absolutely, the midnight service was packed out. And you know, there was just still a few of the old people who would lock the doors, put all the lights out and try and stop you going, you know, park a car, so you could, you know, all the sort of antis. There weren't very many, but there were enough to be just a nuisance.